Chapter 1. Introduction. International relations scholars of a realist persuasion emphasize that conflict is an inherent and chronic condition of an international system featuring a multiplicity of self-interested actors, with international politics essentially boiling down to a struggle for power among nations with competing interests. Implicit within this perspective is the idea that all nations will seek out all available means and power resources to improve their relative positions within regional and global distributions of power. One such potential tool for doing so is sponsorship of proxy groups to advance the interests of a state. States often use proxy groups to wage unconventional warfare against another state, including against a state that the sponsoring state ostensibly would like to at least maintain amicable relations with. The literature on outside sponsorship of proxy groups, and in particular the actual mechanics of sponsorship, is relatively sparse. This perhaps should not come as a surprise, as recent information is likely to be highly classified. Additionally, countries may be hesitant to discuss their dealings with outside groups even if collaboration occurred in the past. This report fills this lacuna by detailing one of the most interesting and effective partnerships between a sponsoring state and a proxy group, that between Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah. In the early 1980s, Iran organized a group of angry Lebanese clerics who were simultaneously enraged by Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon and inspired by Iran's 1979 revolution that overthrew the hated Shah. These clerics formed the vanguard of what was to become Hezbollah, the Party of God. In due course, Hezbollah eventually forced Israel to withdraw from Lebanon in 2000, allowing the group to claim that it was the first Arab force to inflict a defeat on the Jewish state. This achievement was not lost upon Tehran. As related by Robert Baer in the book The Devil We Know, in October 2000, Ayatollah Khomeini's successor as supreme leader, the only real executive power in Iran, made it clear what the victory in Lebanon meant for Iran. It was during a secret address to Iran's National Security Council. After the usual long preamble, larded with quotations from the Quran, Khomeini put both his hands on the conference table. He looked around the room to make sure everyone was listening. "Lebanon," he said, pointedly using the Arabic pronunciation Lubnan, "is Iran's greatest foreign policy success. We will repeat it across Dar al-Islam, the Islamic world, until all of Islam is liberated." This report details Iran's motivation for sponsoring Hezbollah and, as much as possible, describes the mechanics of its support. The substantial overlap in terms of ideology and interests between the two parties is perhaps not quite as close as between lips and teeth, a phrase once used to describe the closeness of the relationship between North Korea and China. But in general, the partnership was and is characterized by a substantial mutuality of interests and ideological affinity. The relationship was initially born out of Iran's desire to check Israeli expansion into Lebanon and even to liberate Jerusalem, as well as to export its revolution and Islamic form of government, first to Lebanon and then to lands beyond. Although the latter goal has since been moderated, nonetheless, the partnership has thrived as a result of Hezbollah's acceptance of the uniquely Iranian concept of veliyat-e-faqih, or the governorship of the jurisprudent, a theory of Islamic governance developed by Ayatollah Khomeini to justify clerical rule. As described in subsequent pages, Hezbollah's acceptance of this notion formed the bedrock of its relationship with Iran, and indeed the close ideological and theological relationship it promoted between the two parties is one of the distinctive features of this example of a state sponsorship of an outside proxy actor. This case study is organized as follows. Chapter 2 discusses the external sponsor, and in particular details Iran's varied motivations for sponsoring Hezbollah and the evolving intellectual milieu in Iran before the 1979 revolution. The fervent cross-fertilization of ideas among secular, anti-Western intellectuals and Shia theologians led to a dramatic reinterpretation of the Shia faith, which in turn fueled the Iranian Revolution and provided the intellectual foundation for Hezbollah's initial desire to replace the Lebanese political system with an Islamic regime patterned on the Iranian model. Chapter 3 addresses Lebanon itself, with a focus on the socioeconomic and political vulnerabilities that provided Iran with exploitable entryways into the country. The history of Shia grievances, combined with their dramatic population growth in Lebanon during the 20th century, the collapse of the Lebanese state during the Civil War, and Israel's 1982 invasion, provided Iran with an opening to help shape the political trajectory of Lebanon's Shia community, which, at the commencement of Iran's sponsorship of Hezbollah, was only just beginning to mobilize into politics on a mass basis. Chapter 4 turns to the proxy itself, focusing on its organizational structure, its methods of warfare and political activities, and its evolving narrative. Hezbollah's acceptance of the Lebanese political system after the Taif Agreement of 1989 forced it to temporarily set aside the goal of establishing an Islamic state in Lebanon. However, its insistence on eliminating Israel, which it sometimes refers to as the Zionist entity, remained a constant. Chapter 5 discusses the mechanics of Iranian assistance to Hezbollah, including aid, military and financial, and training, and the various Iranian ministries involved in providing support to the proxy force. In the early years of sponsorship, the Iranian embassy in Damascus played a critical role in providing and coordinating assistance to the group. This chapter also details Iran's collaboration with Hezbollah in the July 1994 attack on the Asociación Mutual Israelita Argentina headquarters in Buenos Aires, as Argentine authorities have pieced together a highly detailed report that provides a fascinating glimpse of the collaboration between sponsor and proxy in an external operation. The study concludes with an evaluation of the effectiveness of Iran's sponsorship of Hezbollah.